The Boston University men's rowing program wraps up its time at the 58th head of the Charles Regatta. We're now joined by the head coach of the Terriers, Tom Boer, following the weekend's action. Coach, if you could just offer up your overall impressions on how you felt the team performed.
Sure. It's a big weekend. Tired now, but I thought you know, just yesterday, Saturday, I thought our boats, rowed, you know, what I thought that we were going to be able to do, or, you know, I think they executed it and had good racing, and they were definitely excited about it. I think our club four, finishing third was a good result, you know, and, three freshmen in there, not a lot of experience, and, you know, it was just good to see them kind of move through the pack and finish third overall. And then the club eights, we had two eights where I knew they were going to be close together in terms of, I think they were 5 seconds apart. And it was just a matter of where, like, you know, it was going to be 3-4, 1-2, you know. And I think they ended up, it was 5-9, actually, I think 4-8 now because of a boat being disqualified. But, it was good to see. And I think they came away from it in that race thinking – they had executed a number of things, and also coming in knowing, you know, what they have to kind of do, you know, and just to be honest today, our champ eight was off the speed of what we've been practicing. I'm not sure if we just kind of got a little rattled in the start with a crew that started really close behind us and kind of had to get out of the way and didn't set the table for a good performance down the, for what they wanted. And I felt like, unfortunately it doesn't show what we were capable of. I think this fall has been really good for this team. Like, we've made a lot of good changes and, you know, in a lot of ways, in speed and physiology, I think we're, and technique, we're ahead of where we've been in a number of years, and it's just a little bit unfortunate not to be able to show it today.
Brought up that club four, obviously a good result in such a revered regatta too. What does that do for the confidence of those rowers in the boat, but also you as coaches and helping to get those newcomers up to speed with what you're trying to instill here?
Well, I mean, we want to see everyone do well, you know, and I think when you start thinking about the head of Charles, if you're top 10, top 5, top 3 winning, it's, you know, it feels good to be in a certain placing and a certain level, and it's not that the club level is like the champ level, but, you know, for those guys, it's a competitive event, and if they had taken 10th, I wouldn't have been happy. But, you know, the fact that they were in the top end of the pack is a good thing for those guys. And but they're, you know, they want to go fast and they want to row hard, and you know, I think it's like, yeah, we want to win it. So that's what we want.
Overall, how do you feel that your team will respond as you slowly but surely wrap up the fall portion of your training?
Yeah, we still got another 4 weeks to go, and I think that they'll respond well. I mean, it's a pretty mature group of guys, and, you know, the attitude is different than we've had, over the years, and not that it was bad before. It's just more process-oriented, and, you have to get back to work, and I don't think it's going to be a setback for us in terms of, you know, the mood and everything is going to be down. It's just going to be have to, and almost it's almost like, you know, if you don't do as well as you want, it's almost like, I can't wait to get back to practice so I could just get going again. And for me too. So that's the way I feel. Wish practice was tomorrow.